She's got the mic, the moxie, and a brain full of Dr. Phil reruns.
She's on me like a duck on a June bug.
But can you take down Katie in pop culture smackdown?
This is Katie Crush.
It sure is. It's time to get our crush on. One very lucky contestant made it through. It's Ashley. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning, JKJ.
Good morning. What are you doing today?
Well, my husband took the kids to school because he had a dentist appointment, so I'm having a quiet morning at home, which is
very
great.
Very nice, yeah.
Wow, what do you even do with yourself?
you pace?
Drink coffee and peace.
Yeah.
Drink coffee and peace. Perfect. So are you a full-time mom or do you work? Tell us about you.
Yes, I'm currently a stay-at-home mom. So.
Okay.
What are you? Former kindergarten teacher.
Oh, yeah. Oof, yeah. I'd much rather be at home.
You took some time off from taking care of kids to take care of kids.
Right. At least the ratio is a little more even.
Yeah.
Well, what do you do anything for fun? You got any hobbies or anything that's all yours?
I really enjoy reading. I read a lot.
So. Okay, good.
That's good.
Yeah, we're a fan of that. So, very good. Well,
Katie, it's an honor. It's an honor.
Oh, that's so sweet. I was just going to say, Katie, do you have anything you want to say to her before you leave?
No, not anymore. Good luck.
Katie's like, never mind. Just give her the prize.
I know, right? I love Ashley. So, yeah. No, but good luck. Let's see what you've got when it comes to pop culture.
All right, let's do this.
Okay.
All right, Katie's going to leave the room. She goes into a little room where you can't hear anything. I come up with the questions, so it's fair. And she can't cheat. There she goes. Do you know a lot about pop culture, Ashley?
I'd say a moderate amount.
Moderate? Okay. Well, let's see how you do. I'll give you the questions. Best out of five wins. Ties go to Katie because she made up the rules. And then we'll find out if you're right or wrong once we bring her back into the studio. Okie dokie.
All right. Okie dokie, artichokey.
All right, girlfriend, here we go. In the movie Transformers, what kind of sports car is Bumblebee?
A Mustang.
You down for Mustang. Here's your second question. Have you ever heard of Taylor Swift? She's a new upcoming artist.
Vaguely.
Yeah, vaguely, yeah. Let me ask you, what's her lucky number?
13.
All right, I got another number question for you. This one is oddly specific. How long did Kim Kardashian's wedding, how long did it last to NBA player Chris Humphries? How long did their marriage last, I guess I should say?
Oh, man. 36 hours?
36 hours. That was a quickie. All right. All right, here's your fourth question for Katie Crush. What actor played Gandalf in the Lord of the Rings series?
Oh, man. Ian McGregor?
Ian McGregor. Final answer?
Ian. His name's Ian. We're on.
You just want me to go with Ian?
Yes.
It's like, oh.
I'm trying to decide if I should let you just go with Ian.
Well, I mean, you didn't say first and last name.
You know what? I really want you to win, so I'm just going to stick with Ian. All right, here is your fifth and final question for Katie Crush. Who is the current host of America's Funniest Home Videos?
Oh, that one pleasantly plump blonde guy.
Did you say a pleasantly plumped blonde guy?
Yes.
I'm not putting that down as your answer. What's your answer?
Jude Law. No, I don't know. I don't know.
I'm putting you down for Jude Law.
Okay.
At least it's something. All right, Ashley, I'm going to throw you on hold, and we will be back in roughly 1 minute and 51 seconds for part two of Katie Crush after a little boot thing here. How do you feel like you did?
Fair.
Fair? All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's see how Katie Cat does. Best out of five wins. Ties go to Katie because she's a monster.
Okay. Calm down.
What?
I'm a nice monster.
She's a nice monster. She's like Cookie Monster. She's like Grover.
I am like Cookie
You're like
Monster.
Grover. Grover's a friendly monster.
He is, yes.
All right, Katie, are you ready?
I am so ready.
In the movie Transformers, what kind of sports car is Bumblebee?
Oh, the yellow one, right?
I don't know.
A Lambo? I have no idea.
Lambo?
What kind of car?
No.
They're actual cars? I thought they were just, made up.
Ashley said a Mustang.
Oh.
No.
What was it?
Bumblebee was a Chevy Camaro.
I never would have got that. How much did Chevy pay to be Bumble?
I know. I know.
Come on.
A lot.
I know.
Well, product placement there by Chevrolet. Taylor Swift, a new upcoming artist.
Okay, heard of her.
She's got a lucky number. What's her lucky number?
That is 13.
Ashley, you also said 13.
Yay, Ashley. Okay. Back on track.
Back on track. Brought to you by Chevrolet. This one's very specific. How long did Kim Kardashian's marriage last to that NBA player Chris Humphries?
Oh, man, it was so short. It was like 7 days.
Ashley said 36 hours. It was actually 72 days.
72 days?
About 2 months.
7-2,
yeah.
7-2, 7-2. Let's make 7-2 a thing now. 7-2. Yeah. Let's talk about Lord of the Rings.
Oh, no.
I know.
Oh.
I figured.
I am not this kind of nerd.
Which actor played Gandalf in the Lord of the Rings series?
All I can think of is Dumbledore. Is it Dumbledore? Like,
Dumbledore? You're a
his
Dumbledore.
His name is Elvis Dumbledore. I'll go that one even higher. So, no.
No.
I know those are two different things.
Wrong
I just
franchise.
Don't know.
So we're looking for Sir Ian McKellen, right?
McKellen.
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 And she just said Ian, and I'm giving it to her.
You got to give
Let's
that
do
to
it.
Her. Yes. Ashley takes the lead.
Just because I really want you to win.
You're winning. Okay.
Ian.
Yes.
Ian whatever. Okay. Who is the current host of America's Funniest Home Videos?
It's still going. Like, it's currently on
TV. Right?
Is that what you said to actually? I don't know. Cher. I know.
No.
What? Who is it?
Ashley said Jude Law.
Okay.
Although, what did you say in the beginning? Some sort of plump man?
Yeah, pleasantly plump. I'm thinking that guy that does like carpool karaoke. I can't think of his name.
Oh, the James Corden.
Oh, James Corden.
That's one.
No, it's Alfonso Rubiero. That's what we're looking for.
Carlton.
No.
Oh, yeah, I like Carlton.
It's Carlton.
I knew that.
But
dang it.
I came with some stumpers today for Katie.
You did.
It is 2-1. Ashley, you won. Katie Crush. Yeah!
Woo!
Yeah!
Well done for the win. Really good job, Katie.
You did a good job, Ashley. You did great.
Hey, say, Jer, thanks for giving me Ian.
Yes, thank you, Jeremy, for being a very gracious host today.
Yes, very benevolent today for Ian. Yeah.
Love it. Good job, Ashley.
Ashley, it was so nice talking to you. So nice meeting you. Thank you for calling in this morning. Really appreciate it. I'm going to put you on hold. Josh is going to come back and tell you about those comedy tickets.
Cool.
All right.
Have a great rest of your week, JKJ.
You too. Bye, Ashley.
Bye, Ashley. Hold
so
on.
So nice chatting with you.
Oh, well, she's super sweet,
she
huh?
She was so fun.
Really
yeah.
sweet.
She could win all day. I would let her win every time.
She's very kind, and I love it when you get crushed, Katie.
I know, even though I didn't let her win, she just came in and crushed it like that.
Yeah, I know.
Good
she
job,
actually did
Ashley.
Really good with Ian. That's it, guys. We're going to get the heck out of here. I know Synergy is filling in for Big Rob this week.
Okay.
Very Yay. Kind of our little friend Cinnabon. She will go commercial free at 11:30 today for about 90 minutes.
Yeah.
Make sure you kick Mix 100 on in your office. And don't forget to follow us on the socials because we got more information coming up about Mix 100's Diamond Dive, where you could potentially win a $10,000 diamond ring. Courtesy of Denver's Mix 100.
And dive into a cake. Let's
and
not
there's that little detail.
That part of it.
That is the dive part, right?
Yeah, you dive mouth open. That's what we learned.
Although this year, maybe we'll put it at the bottom of a pool. I don't know.
Oh. That would
never mind.
Make for a sloppy cake. I don't like that. Nope.
No, not the cake.
No,
the
no.
ring at the bottom of the pool.
Okay. Well, maybe that then.
Those poor kids at the rec center having to clean that up.
I'm so worried about the cake, too. Like, why would you
Wait
do that
minute.
To the cake chair?
Not the cake. All right, y'all. Have a great day. We'll be back bright and early tomorrow morning. We are Jeremy, Katie, Josh, Denver's Mix 100. Have a good one.
Bye.
Oh, it's Brittany. Turn it up.